Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. We're scrubbing on a different day today. This is the day before Jingle Ball. And I'm laughing because... So I had to get to the venue early because they just have us come early, right? So I told Red Star, I was like, coordinate with Becca. That way you guys can come together, less cars, da-da-da-da. And he texted me and he was giving me like the lowdown of what the time you said. And I was like, oh no, this was a bad idea telling him to go with you because I was like, Becca's always late to everything.
Well, yeah, that's why. Well, my first question to him was, what time are you wanting to leave? Because I didn't want to make him late if I'm late.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
So I felt like I was being very respectful because I was told 7 is when it starts, right?
Yeah, I lose concept of time because I get there at 3. So like, I don't really know what time anything happens.
Well, it's funny because it starts at 7:30, but you're probably told 7 because you're never on time for anything.
No, I was told 7 because they want photos of me and Tanya together. So I was like planning my time was to get there at 7. What they should have done was told me to get there at 6:30. That would have been the most effective thing. But yeah, like before I even committed to writing with him, I was like, I don't know timing, so I don't want to screw you over. He's like, let me talk to Tanya and I'll get back to you. So listen, I'm going to try my best, but I don't want
I know,
to
I forgot like... about your chronic problem when I suggested you guys go together until I got involved, until I heard the details. And I was like, maybe you just drive yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very kind of him to ask, but... Yeah, I don't want
traffic's
going to
be awful.
Yeah,
and there's COVID protocols to get in, so you really need to give yourself a lot of time.
Yeah, and it's cute to like go like in a car with people. You know, like you can listen to some music on the way, windows down.
Like leave an hour before you're currently thinking about leaving.
An hour before?
Well, because I think people are like, well, let's see. The forum is about an hour from here, so if I need to be there at 7, I'll leave at 6. But that's a terrible idea. Because you'll never make it and you'll probably miss the first half hour of the show. You should leave at 5.
Yeah. I'm with Mark.
Well, I'm going to have to rearrange everything then.
I'm leaving at 1 to be there by 3.
Okay, well, that's ambitious because no one else is having to be there at 3. Oh, yeah, that's true. Friday traffic. Okay, well, anyways, I just had a therapy session talking about my chronic lateness and
this is very
fear
timely.
Of committing to time. So I felt like I handled that the best I could, which was like, hey, I don't know what time you're planning on going. I was told 7 and he was like, let me ask Tanya. And that was the last I heard. But I was not going to inconvenience him with my chronic tardiness.
I just said your tardiness slipped my mind.
I'm actually a very thoughtful, chronically late person because I try to avoid putting anyone else out if I can, except for the person I'm late meeting. That's the person who's normally screwed.
Yeah. Thoughtful. Thoughtful.
But if anyone's like, hey, do you want to ride together? I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to ride with me.
No, you don't. Forgot.
No.
Really forgot about that.
No.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It is exciting.
I'm very excited for Jingle Ball. Feels like a reunion of sorts.
It does feel like a reunion of sorts.
Tanya is not wearing clothes today because she doesn't want to screw up her spray tan.
You have clothes on?
I have a tube top on. But I got my spray tan. You know, I'm juggling a lot of balls right now. You know, there's like a lot of balls. I forgot what it was like to get ready for a show on top of Hanukkah, on top of my friend's birthday today. It's just like a lot. There's like a lot of balls, you know? Balls.
Oh, yeah.
So I got my spray tan last night.
Yeah.
Tanya, describe your stench to us if you could.
Ugh.
So I'm not wearing deodorant and I got a spray tan. If you have ever had a spray tan, you know the smell of a spray tan. So it's like the mix of the spray tan and the and the BO underneath there, it's bad.
It's a funky smell.
It's bad for sure. I'm going to have to put deodorant on for Hanukkah.
I feel so blessed and fortunate to not be sitting next to Tanya right now because I'm at my place. So
that's why I didn't fight it when you were like, oh, I think I'm going to do it from my house today. I just said, okay. Normally I would fight it and be like, it's so much better when you're here. But I was like, you know what? Bad situation.
Will you wear deodorant for Jingle Ball?
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
So isn't this all just going backwards? You're going to wear it today for Hanukkah, tomorrow for Jingle Ball. You're just going backwards now. You're toxing up your pits again.
Yeah, I know. I'll just have to detox again and then just kind of keep going from scratch. I don't know. I feel like it's better to do than not to do, you know?
May I ask what deodorant you're going to wear?
Yeah, so I'm doing this all natural one. I think it's Tom's.
Tom's is great.
Yeah.
Tom's of Maine.
Exactly. Yeah.
So why not just stick with that? Why not just go with the all natural deodorant moving forward?
Yeah, I will. I'll try. And there's like a crystal somebody sent me too. There's like apparently a crystal rock that you can get.
Oh, Lord.
And it goes under.
You rub it under your pits?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can order it on Amazon.
I have a rock that I use under my pits. It's called soap. That usually does the trick.
No, you put the crystal on after you get out of the shower.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
I saw this TikTok where this guy shaved a potato into the same shape as a bar of soap. The girl is like washing her face and he is like dying laughing filming her and she's like, what are you doing? And then she's like, why is my soap so weird?
That's actually a really funny April Fool's joke.
He can barely get out, like he's laughing so hard that he's like, it's a potato.
How did he film her though without her noticing?
Well, she's like, she was like, why are you filming me? Oh, like, okay. What are you doing? And he's like, literally, she's just like going about washing her face and he's like wheezing. That's so funny.
Oh, man.
All right, tell us about our special guest today.
Oh, we have a special guest. Her name's McKenna Grace. We actually did this interview a couple days ago, and she is just like so impressive. She is such an old soul, and she's done so much at such a short amount of time. And she was so cute and sweet. And she's in the new Ghostbusters movie. which Easton totally geeked out over. So we are going to take a break and we'll be right back with McKenna Grace. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, you guys. So we have a special guest today who has done pretty much everything at 15 years old. We have McKenna Grace. Hello. Thank you for scrubbing in.
Hello.
I'm like blown away that you're, are you 15 for real?
I am. It's a lie. It's a facade, facade. I forgot how to say it. Facade.
I mean, you've been in like so many TV shows and films. You do music. Like, I guess at what point are you like, I've done it all. I'm retiring.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I think that I do. I'd want to do this forever.
That's really cool. How old were you when you started acting?
Yeah.
I was 5. It's been about 10 years now, which is really fun.
Was that like, were you always the child who was the performer? Like you were always showing off in front of everyone and telling your parents you wanted to do things? Or did your parents kind of say like, hey, would you be interested in this?
Oh, no, it was definitely me who was the instigator of wanting to go and do acting. I was like, you know, I was so young, so my parents were like, McKenna, we're not putting you in another extracurricular activity, because I was the type of little kid who wanted to go and like do everything and explore everything, and I had to be in dance, I had to be in gymnastics, I had to do acting, I had to do all this and that and that. And they were like, no, McKenna, that's crazy. Are you kidding? We're not gonna put you in acting. And I was like,
you're like, that's what I want.
And then it kind of became a thing. So eventually we got into it. And I don't know how it ended up sticking for this long, but I plan on letting it stick for the rest of my life. I love this.
I feel like you'll be doing this for basically as long as you want. I think it'll be on your own terms.
How did you get your parents to take you seriously? Because I feel like a lot of kids want to do that. You know what I mean? But like, I feel like they have a hard time convincing their parents to let them go that way.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's less about convincing, more just because my parents are very supportive of everything that I do, and they always let me make a lot of my own decisions, which is really, I'm very grateful for that. I mean, I don't know, it just kind of happened, really. It was the really just like dumb luck, because we went into this acting class, and my parents were like, okay, here you go. Go and do an acting class. Go have fun. And then find something else you want to do next week. But then the instructors were like, you know, she really loves to do this. And my parents were like, yeah, we told you that. And they're like, yeah, but you see, a lot of people say that their kids want to do this, but they're actually kind of, no. And somehow, like, one of my first auditions that was out in LA, I ended up booking it. And that's kind of how we thought it went, because it was our first audition for something in LA. We were like, oh, so you just sign your name on and then you get a job. It's that easy. Yeah. It's not. But we were just lucky, because the things that I did out in LA, because I'm from Texas, it just kind of stuck. We ended up staying out in LA because my dad, we were back and forth from LA all the time. And my dad's an orthopedic surgeon. So that's like a big commitment. Yeah. So many years of your life goes into that. And he was like, you know, I'll just apply to something out in LA, see if I get it. Only 2 out of, mom, how many is it? What were the things? 2 out of how many doctors? 2 out of 600 people that applied were going to get in. And my dad was like, you know, I'll just apply, see if it works. And he was one of the 2 that got in. So
wow.
Everything that's kind of led up to this, we've worked so hard, but it just kind of, our start out was really lucky.
Yeah, you had that like first experience where you were like, wow, this is so easy. I can do this. Like, if this is all it takes to book a role, then like we've really made the right decision.
Yeah, it's not that easy, but I'm very thankful for
and
that.
Then the nose came.
Yeah, and then all of the nose and the shutting doors came in. But you know, I'm very pleased with where I am right now, and I'm really thankful for everything that's happened this far in my career.
Well, as someone who like your age range, you've experienced so much and been a part of so many things and worked with so many incredible people. And then a lot of people your age, they're in high school or their main focus is TikTok. And it's like, you've kind of like, you're almost, do you feel like you have a hard time connecting with people your age just because you've grown up in such a different environment and industry?
Not really. I feel like a lot of my friends also come from the same industry as I do, because of the fact that I've never really gone to regular school or anything. I've been homeschooled my entire life, so it is a little bit harder for me to meet kids my age, considering that I work with a lot lot of adults.
Yeah,
but it's quite nice because I'm friends with a lot of other kids who do the same thing as I do. So it's nice because it's a nice supportive, like building each other up kind of system. Whenever we go out for stuff and book projects, we're always excited for each other. But yeah, no, I don't feel that I have a hard time connecting with other kids, teens. I don't know what to say. In between part where I'm like, do I like consider my friends and I like kids or teenagers?
Yeah,
it's quite nice. And I like to go to places like the skate park and stuff, and I'll meet friends there and, you know.
Yeah, I feel like finding people that are in the same industry, y'all all understand like the highs and the lows and all the in-betweens of being in this weird place, because Los Angeles isn't like, it's such a bubble and it's such a unique experience living here that only people who have been here can really relate to, and especially being in movies and also music. Like, when did you start writing music and performing music? How long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been playing ukulele for 4 years now. I've been teaching myself for the past 4 years, and whenever I got it, I wrote like 2 songs that were okay whenever I was 11, but then besides that, I kind of just learned how to play. And I mean, over the past year and a half, everything's been really complicated and crazy.
Yeah.
So I kind of found a really nice therapeutic emotional outlet in music. So I've been writing a ton over the past, like, it was kind of the pandemic that kickstarted my writing songs and music, because so much happened during then. You know, I feel like everybody went through a really rough time, and I definitely don't exclude myself from that. From the rough time that everybody went through. So
yeah,
I just kind of wrote a lot about what was going on in my personal life. So all of my songs are so personal in a way that I feel like people won't realize unless you're like my immediate close friends or family. You'll hear it and you'll be like, oh my God, yeah, I know exactly what was happening whenever she wrote that. It's like a nice little time capsule. I think I have that in like my Spotify bio, is that each of the songs are kind of like a little time capsule, but of what I was going through at the time. I can exactly pinpoint, oh, that's that. That's,
yeah. Those specific feelings of, I mean, I think we all experience kind of a, what are we doing right now during the pandemic? And like, I think everyone kind of figured out maybe they had other passions or new outlets of ways of creating. And your song's amazing. I was listening to it this morning. It's called Haunted House, and it's actually at the end credits of the Ghostbusters movie, right?
Isn't that so crazy? I don't know how that ended up happening. Is that just like wild?
It's crazy. And you're in the movie. Easton saw it last night, so he's so excited to, he's like geeking out over this right now.
You're the star of the movie. Like, that's your movie. And I just have one nerdy question. I loved it. I loved it so much. And this isn't giving anything away. It's in the trailer, but there's a part where you're like cruising through the town in the car, and you're in like this like extendable seat that comes out, and you're just like cranking off laser beams with the proton pack at this town, just tearing up this small village. And I'm just like standing up in the theater cheering. It's so cool. How did it feel? I know it's a prop. It's probably not like, it's not the real thing, but like, how did it feel to put that proton pack on when you're staying out there in the field shooting at the bottles? How did it feel to hold that thing? Was it super heavy? What was going through your mind when you strapped it on?
No, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I don't even know what was going through my mind. Nothing, because I just blanked. I was so excited. No, but it is the real thing. Honestly, it's like you put that on and all of a sudden you're like in a different world. It's crazy, especially being a fan of the original franchise, getting to put on the proton pack and shoot it. It, of course, like the special effects and the laser beams and everything weren't there, but you still felt it and you're like, oh, this is gonna look so cool. And going back behind the monitor and looking at yourself, just like,
yeah, you're like, who is that?
So cool. I mean, it was the most exciting experience. Wild. I mean, we had so many scenes that were actually like, there's huge plot points that were actually cut from the film. Like the film is And so it's really funny to see, because I remember we had this whole sequence that we had shot where I was dragging the proton pack through like these wheat fields and I was shooting it on my own. And that was so fun to shoot.
Are they going to do a new generation of Ghostbusters? Are we going to see more of Phoebe trapping ghosts? What's going to happen?
Fingers crossed. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'd love to get that call. My fingers are crossed. Let's hope.
What was the process? What did you do when you found out that your song was going to be in the end credits? Because you've already, I'm assuming you filmed the movie, all of that was done, and then you find out that your song is going to be like another part of the movie. Like, what was the call like? What did you do when they told you that?
That happened, honestly, like a month before the film was supposed to come out.
Whoa.
Or less. Yeah, that was really recent. So it's still, I'm still like wrapping my mind around it. That was really, really recent. Like, I wrote that song back in, what, March of this year? And I finally got it produced. I feel like right as summer was ending was whenever I got it produced. I'd written it a while ago and I tried to get some other people to produce it, but I had never really gotten it. I don't know. Nobody seems to be able to get the exact feel I was going for with the song. Mm-hmm. Like, I worked with a lot of really talented producers, but nobody could, like, I don't know, there was always something missing with that song, because I knew how I wanted it to sound, but I didn't like know exactly the specifics. I just knew that it was missing something. And so I'm really lucky to be able to have worked with my producer, Nathaniel Motti. I always am iffy with how to pronounce his last name, but he was in Band 303 and he's so talented and he just nailed it on the first try. And I sent it to Jason Reitman and I was like, hey, would you want to direct this music video? Because, you know, you've had like a big impact on my acting career, and I feel like it's quite fitting, a song called Haunted House and the director of Ghostbusters. And he was like, I'd love to, but unfortunately I'm so busy. I would be able to direct it like January, December, but I know that that's kind of hard for your schedule. And I was like, it's totally fine. Thank you so much for considering. And he called, he called me the next day and I was like, oh my God, why is Jason Reitman calling me? What's going on? Why Jason Reitman just calling me out of the blue? And I was so nervous. I was like, what did I do? What's going on? Oh my gosh, news about Ghostbusters? And he was like, hey, Kenny, I've been listening to your song a ton. I can't stop listening to it. It's been in my head. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I just wanted to call you to see. I'm in the editing room right now. And I just wanted to see if it was okay with you. Do you think that I could try putting your song in the end credits of the film? And I was like, if it's okay with me. Sir, it is more than okay with me. Please, I would love that. You're like, please, yes, go right ahead. Do what you will with it. It's yours now. And and then it's just like that. Ah, ta-da. Most and of the you, cast.
It's that easy. Just easy.
All of the cast didn't know that I had the song in the film. Like, it was something so random. Whenever we were at the premiere, I was talking to Mr. Paul Rudd, and I was like, oh, I have a song in the end credits. And he was like, you do?
Wait, what? Speaking of Mr. Paul Rudd, he is people's sexiest man alive.
Sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
And I like feel like they finally got it right this year. Is he like that really awesome, fun-loving guy in real life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great. He's like such a kind person. And it's really cool to be able to work with someone who's so well-known and who you've watched a lot of their stuff and them to be kind like you'd hope and expect. Because it's always the worst whenever you meet someone and they're like not as nice as you'd hoped. But Mr. Paul Rudd, yeah, he's exactly what you'd expect. He's just like this really funny, kind guy.
Wow, I love to hear that.
I do too.
So Ghostbuster Afterlife is out now. It's in theaters. Where can people find you and follow you?
I don't know. I'm kind of on the social media things. You know, I have a YouTube where I'm probably going to be uploading like my music videos and such. That'll be a lot for music, which is exciting. So that's just McKenna Grace. I have TikTok, which is just kind of for fun. Instagram, Twitter, you know, all the things. I'm either on there as McKenna Grace or McKenna Graceful.
Perfect. That's so great. Also, I wanted to let you know, so you play Phoebe in the Ghostbusters movie, and this is my Phoebe.
Aww, oh, the little muffin.
Yeah, this is Phoebe.
Phoebe! Her ears just perked up.
I know, I think she could hear you.
Phoebe!
Yeah, so maybe her and your little sweater guy, your little man in a sweater.
Hey, Gizmo! Gizmo! Where are you?
Is that Gizmo like the Gremlins?
Uh-huh. But his full name is Gizmo Freestack Benjamin Cheese Whiz Chicken Nugget Freaky Bad Boy.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. Look, Phoebe, that's Gizmo. She won't wear clothes, so unfortunately she is only in her fur. Naked.
Gizmo would wear clothes, though. Sometimes he protests. I think he's pouting in this one.
Yeah, he's like, I hate it here. Thank you for joining us and scrubbing in and talking with us. Congratulations on everything. I feel like we're going to be hearing about you for many, many years to come. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much for having me. This was
Yeah, exciting. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Ah!
All right, bye, McKenna.
That's so cool. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right. She's so cute. I don't remember being that poised at her age, or even now. I don't think I'm that poised. Do you feel that way, Tanya?
Tanya, are you okay today? No, like, honestly, are you? Did you take an edible or something? Like, you're off right now.
I think I like Tanya. I think I might switch it.
That's not my name.
Neither is Tanya.
Well, Tanya is more my name than Tanya.
What about Tatiana?
Did you take an edible? Something's off with you today. What's going on?
Do you eat? What are you talking about?
Something's off with you today. Like, you're either on an edible or like your melatonin hasn't knocked out. No, it's 12:45.
Okay, first of all, it's 12:45 in the afternoon. I have not taken an edible.
Have you smoking something?
I don't smoke. Smoking. Tanya.
So what?
Do you ever have you ever in your life had bologna? I was just thinking, like, have you ever?
You're right, Tanya. Tanya, I'm with you now.
Becca
clearly
is on something.
Something's going on.
Yeah. What is going on? Tell us. Did you take mushrooms?
No, I've never taken mushrooms. I'm literally asking. I was just thinking.
Have
I didn't
ever
think
eaten
about this.
Bologna?
Yeah, because I feel like bologna is not a meat that you would ever try.
Yeah, I have had bologna when I was a kid. Not as
okay,
an adult.
But not since then.
Mortadella is kind of like an adult bologna, which I enjoy time to time.
What is that?
I think it's an Italian bologna.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I love bologna. Man, oh man. Growing up in Wisconsin, we had a lot of bologna. Wouldn't eat it today. Well, maybe
right.
I would.
A little bit.
I think I would.
I've never had it.
Really? Well, my favorite snack growing up, this is true, it was just two pieces of Wonder Bread, two pieces of bologna.
Yeah.
Slapping together.
Yeah, bologna
bam.
Was good back in the day. You should try mortadella. It's the adult version.
Well, I mean, I could just have bologna if I wanted bologna.
I think it's like a little bit not as like synthetic.
See, the problem is the nitrates. There's a lot of nitrates in cold cuts, and I'm just bracing for the colon cancer, because all I did my entire life till I was about 25 was just cold cuts, cold cuts, cold cuts.
What is that adult bologna called?
Mortadella.
That looked crazier than a snake's armpit.
It does look pretty crazy.
There's like other stuff in it. Like, I don't know. Like, it looks like there's nuts in it and stuff.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Isn't it? Yeah, like, snakes don't even have armpits.
Something. You're not telling us something. Like, literally. Were you put under last night?
Do you have a fever?
Yeah.
No.
Are you sick?
No. I'm...
All right.
Okay, so I think we have an email.
Yeah, sure do.
Lindsay writes us and says, my husband and I currently live with my in-laws because of some financial issues from COVID. I'm due any day now with a baby. Yeah, we kind of got that. Anyway, I'm so thankful that they allowed us to stay here. I have not had an argument with them in the 8 years I've known them. Recently, my mother-in-law has been making small comments to my husband that make it seem like I'm an issue. She's huge on toxic positivity. Everything is, it could be worse, you should be grateful, it could be this, it could be that. But when it's her own problems, the world needs to stop to fix it. It's the little comments over time that are driving me crazy. I'm nervous about all this because when we have the baby, I don't want her comments to make my husband feel like he needs to agree with her and ignore what I have to say. I have no relationship with my own family. I was in foster care, so I know that sometimes I don't get the things that parents do. Should I mention how I'm feeling to my husband, or should I just bite my tongue and ignore her?
Oh, that's so tough. Well, I think you should be able to confide in your husband for sure. Like, I definitely think you could have a conversation and not even, you know, just explain where you're coming from. Like, hey, I don't really have a relationship with my parents, so I don't know if I'm missing something here, but I think if anyone, you should feel comfortable talking to your husband about it, and then, you know, maybe he can have that conversation, but it's complicated because you're staying in their home.
I think, though, too, that like you can never stop somebody from having an opinion or sharing their opinion, especially if it's family. I think what you and your husband need to kind of come together as a team and just say, if his mom gives you any direction or says you guys should be doing something a certain way, you can be respectful and just be like, we appreciate what you're saying, but we're going to do it this way. We want to do it this way. We're going to do it this way, and kind of keep putting your foot down and acknowledging, like, don't be rude about it. Just say, thank you so much, but we're going to do it this way. And just kind of keep doing that over and over and again. And hopefully she'll get the picture. But I mean, I feel like even if you tell your husband to have a conversation with her, it's only going to go so far because, you know, parents are kind of stuck in their ways. They're not going to change. So you have to just adapt and come to it as a team together.
There's always a tug of war between the mom and the wife. It's a very interesting and fraught relationship that I've been fascinated by forever, because the mom always thinks she knows best. The wife always thinks she knows best. And then there's the element that I've mentioned before where the mom thinks her son walks on water and the wife knows all the reasons he doesn't walk on water. And it just creates conflict. So I do think this is troubling. And I think a lot of new moms go through this with their mother-in-law. I don't know. I want you to get out of there. I don't know that apparently that's not feasible anytime soon, but it's going to be easier when you can. But you've just got to create some boundaries, and he's got to help you do that.
That's great advice. I was going to say, I mean, the ideal situation is not living there anymore, but
right,
if you are there, I think boundaries are really important here.
And also just try not to be too bothered, because she's going to make comments that make it seem like you're not a good mom and you don't know what you're doing. And that's going to hurt, and that's going to suck. But also, it's only going to be made worse if you take it that much to heart. If you can let it roll off your back somehow, everything's going to be so much better. I know that's easier said than done.
Yeah, but gotta. It's like everybody has an opinion about everything. And there's no right and wrong way to do anything, really. You know what I mean? Like, people raise their children every which way, you know? And mm-hmm. The way that our parents raised us was a totally different time, you know? And so it's like, you just have to figure out what makes sense for the both of you and what you want to do, and kind of, I don't say tune it out respectfully, and just keep reiterating, we're going to do it this way. We want to do it this way. We're doing it this way.
It's tough as parents, and we've been talking about this a lot lately, because there is a spectrum of strictness in parenting, you know, like, we are stricter than some of our kids' parents, some of our kids' friends' parents. We are not nearly as strict as some of their other friends' parents.
That's good to be in the middle.
It's good to be in the middle. We're probably a little bit on the stricter side than the middle, but we're not at the ends, which is good. But it always creates something like, well, how come they get to do that? And how come this kid gets to do that? And then there's the other side of it, which is like, oh my gosh, she won't even let her do that. You know, that sort of thing. It's just, it's tough. You just got to do what you think is best and try to keep your kids as safe as possible. That's all any of us can do.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong to anything. I learned that in therapy this year, and that was like a breakthrough moment for me. Mm. Because my question for everything was, is it right? Is it right that we're doing this? Is it right? Should we not be doing this? And it's like, there's no should or shouldn't. It's however you want to, however you're comfortable, and whatever feels good to you. And I was like,
unless it's like murder or something.
You are on glue.
No, but like, right? Like, aren't there has to be consequences for things, right?
I'm talking more just like relationship, parenting.
You're talking about how you feel and like how you...
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to go murder somebody anytime soon.
Becca's hot take is that it's wrong to murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, my hot take is that there is right and wrong when it comes to murder.
Yes. Let me rephrase.
John is right, though.
There is no right and wrong in terms of relationships and how slow or how fast or how you should be doing things or shouldn't be doing things.
Sure. And parenting and how you raise your kids. Yeah. And of course there's abuse, but there's also, you know, Alicia Silverstone chewing her kids' food and spitting into their mouth. You know, okay, fine. You know, do
right.
Do
if
thing.
You want to pierce your kids' ears and when they're a baby, pierce their ears.
Fine.
Like,
it's fine. Yes. Right. Everyone's so judgy all the time.
All the time. And the way they do it is the right way and the only way. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're messing up your kids. Yeah, we all are. Sorry.
Right.
It's just going to happen. We're trying our best here.
Yeah. All right. I feel like that was great advice, Mark. Set boundaries and get out of there when you can.
So was mine.
Your advice was great too, Tanya.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca needs Tanya. A nap.
Becca needs a nap. Becca,
I do feel, I think I
didn't sleep last night.
No, because I did something to my back. I felt like I was having like to be hunched over all day yesterday and could barely lay flat on my back.
So are you on painkillers?
No.
That would explain a lot.
A lot.
I'm not on painkillers. I did not take an edible. I did not take mushrooms. I just simply am in a silly, goofy mood.
Okay. All right. I guess that's fair.
I had a nightmare last night that, so I didn't sleep really great, but I had a nightmare that somebody was like trying to kill me. And like the first night I escaped and I didn't get killed. And then the second night I like told a bunch of people because I wanted people to protect me. And then the killer was like, oh, you're going to regret that. And then they got me into a room and I didn't know what to do. I was like cornered. And then I woke up in a panic. So I wrote that down. I'm going to talk to my therapist about that because that feels metaphoric.
I had a dream that Taylor Swift was over. We were playing running charades, which is like a relay race of charades. And she was really bad at it. And I was like screaming at her like, Taylor, get it together. Come on. And she was like laughing, but I was so upset that we were losing because of her. And everyone was like, Becca, don't yell. It's Taylor Swift. And I was like, I don't care. She's losing the game for us. So,
so competitive.
I'll talk to my therapist about that next week.
Yeah. Tough.
All right, gang. It's time for us to say farewell. Like they do. In the movies.
Adieu. To you and you and you.
And to you, Tanya.
I need whatever she's on. Like, literally, I need that right now because I'm so stressed. I need to, like, loosen the goose. After this wraps, you're giving me whatever you're on.
Sorry.
Pop-Tarts. Nothing but Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts with butter. All right, everyone, have a great weekend. I'm sure we'll have lots of stories from Jingle Ball. We'll try to document it on our Instagram, so check us out there.
She just did gun fingers, by the way. Just so
check
you know.
Us out there. Oh, my.
And we will be back.
If any listener made it this far in the podcast, I love you. Please DM me if you have made it this far in the podcast because...
Give them a secret word. They'll just DM you that word.
No, DM me because everyone always DMs Tanya. DM me.
Sorry, I thought of it first. Okay, they can DM both of us. DM both of us and say the word...
Tanya.
Percocet. No, I'm kidding. Say the word...
Loopy.
Loopy.
You should say the word hullabaloo.
You mean hullabaloo?
Hullabaloo.
That's not a word, is it?
Hullabaloo is a word, yeah.
What does it mean?
Just like a big to-do, like a big, you know,
brouhaha. To-do list?
A big hullabaloo.
It's like a big to-do, like hullabaloo. So that's what they should text. It's spelled H-U-L-L-A-B.
No, what they should text is Becca okay? That's a good one.
Okay. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And we'll end with that.
And text me or message me baloney.
Oh, baloney's a good one. See, we've given him too many now.
No, is Becca okay? Baloney.
Is Becca okay? Baloney.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Have a great week. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.